Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, hello, raw feeders. I'm Dee Dee Mercer-Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and where friends don't let friends feed kibble. How is everyone doing today? I hope this week is going to be a great week for you and your pets. If we can help you here at Raw Dog Food and Company, we certainly want to. You can go to our Learning Center and take a look at all of the questions and the answers that we have there for you about raw feeding. And listen to our podcast. Make sure that you tune in every day. If you have questions, give us a buzz through our contact page. But most of the questions that are being asked are there on the website. Okay. And the questions that are, I need suggestions on food and bones and treats and supplements. So here is a real easy start. Okay. First of all, I've got the beginner's guide there in the Learning Center. But you guys, it really does not matter where you start on this diet. A lot of people are still contacting me saying, hey, my dog's allergic to everything under the sun. And I would have to say, well, that's leaky gut. Yep. And especially if your dog's been subjected to a lot of pesticides / poisons and toxins to the body, it's going to rip up the gut. It's going to kill off the good bacteria, kill off your good soldier. So your dog is, at the mercy of all of the things that are in the world. So you don't want to keep doing that, right? If you are giving a bunch treats, flea and tick, heartworm, supplements, oils. You guys, you really got to take a look at that before you start questioning a pure raw diet. And I see people doing this. They question, I think it's beef, or I think it's chicken, or I think it's this, or I think it's that. But how would you know if it's not one of those ingredients in all of the other things that you're feeding? So I just recently looked at an email, and the sweet pet parent wanted to return the beef because her dog, was having these flare-ups. But when I looked at what was going on and going into the dog's body, there were at least, I would say, 7 different types of treats, lots of different, additives and the Simparico Trio is being administered. There were a lot of toxins going into this dog's body. So I really think that before you take away one of the purest things that they're eating, right? Meat, bone, organs, fat, and you switch them onto something else, we're always going to recommend that you pull all of that stuff, and I mean all of that stuff, out of the diet. All of it. Just give the protein, bones, organ, and the naturally occurring fat that's in this food. That way you can really figure it out. You cannot figure this out if you've got 10 other things going on. And today I got an email, and the question was, why is my dog's poop green? Well, I don't know. Are you feeding greenies? But I said, so something that you have must have dye in it, some sort of colorant in it. And, so I said, what treats are you feeding? And I got the treat list back, and sure enough, told me what treat it was. And we looked the treat up, and there are colors. I mean, you can't believe how many additives are in that particular treat. And I see how these well-meaning pet parents get fooled, right? Because of what the treat name is. It's all natural, or it's organic, or it's this, or it's that. And certain parts may be organic, but the whole thing certainly isn't organic. And in this particular one, of course, it had colors and dyes and all that kind of stuff. So make sure, you guys, that you're really looking at every single thing that is going in to your pup's body. All right. You've really got to do that. One thing that I want to talk to you guys about today is coconut oil. I think that there's a lot of conflicting information out there, but certainly there's more evidence that would say coconut oil is not really something that you want to give to your dog, especially dogs that are suffering from inflammation. Coconut oil in itself is not very pure. But this new research that's out says your dog's gut probably doesn't like coconut oil. All right. So it's a fat. I think that there was a lot of hype about it having all these bacterial properties and all these, you know, age, longevity properties. Yeah, no, I don't think so. One of the things that people supposedly like about coconut oil is that there's MCT oil in it. But the amount of MCT in coconut oil depends on what you consider an MCT. Okay, so on an average, coconut oil is about 2/3 MCTs, but half of that amount is lauric acid. And researchers say that's a potential problem, the lauric acid. But lauric acid doesn't act like MCT, and lauric acid doesn't have a really good past. Okay, so here's the thing about lauric acid. It uses the same metabolic pathways that LCTs do, but it's not MCTs and probably ends up dumped into fat stores. Okay, so lauric acid is fundamentally different than MCT. Coconut oil has been touted as healthy, but the science is not all there. According to Frank Sachs, he's a lead author of an advisory at Harvard Chan School of Public Health. But he said, the science says that coconut oil, which is mostly saturated fatty acid, raises your LDL cholesterol, which is linked with an increase for heart disease. All right, so what about dogs? Well, do they suffer the same health risk as humans when they eat saturated fats? In order to know the answer to that, you have to know what metabolic endotoxemia is. All right, so what is that? Well, that's the only thing that lies between your dog's intestinal contents and his blood, and it's essentially a single layer of cells. Now, ordinarily, this works fine, but the cell membranes decide what gets transported into the blood, what food and vitamins get transported into the blood, and what should stay in the intestine. Okay, and so what should stay in the intestine is toxins and bacteria. But sometimes the spaces between these cells can widen, and this is what we call leaky gut. And boy, do I see a lot of dogs with that. But when those gaps between the cells widen, they no longer have any control over what travels out of the gut and into the bloodstream. So undigested food particles, viruses, bacteria, all of that can enter the bloodstream and wreak havoc with your dog's health. Any of you guys know that it can, especially those that call me up and say, my dog's allergic to everything under the sun. We would probably say, yeah, that's going to be leaky gut. So your dog's immune system will try to attack all of the invaders, okay, that come in that aren't supposed to be coming in, including undigested food. And this is often the cause of food sensitivities in dogs. Or if your dog has chronic low-grade inflammation, this is what drives, you know, chronic disease, is this low-grade inflammation. But leaky gut is complicated by endotoxins. The cell walls of some species of bacteria in your dog's gut contain certain LPS, which is an endotoxin that can cause an immune reaction in your dog and this low-grade inflammation. So if your dog has leaky gut, LPS can leak between the inflamed enterocytes, and then it enters into the blood, travels up to the organ, and spreads the endotoxins throughout the body. Okay. So metabolic endotoxemia is when there are enough endotoxin to cause chronic inflammation in your dog. And that is linked to a ton of health conditions, including heart disease, obesity, diabetes, kidney disease, and more. So here's where the coconut oil fits into this whole scenario. New research shows that coconut oil is inflammatory and can cause leaky gut. And you darn sure don't want leaky gut in yourself or your dog. In fact, the ASPCA advises owners not to give their dogs coconut oil because it can irritate the gut lining. It contains oils that may cause stomach upset, loose stools, or diarrhea. Further research also says coconut oil can also increase both the amount of toxicity of LPS. And this is why researchers say it's potentially dangerous if you add this to your dog's diet or to yours, okay? Here's some of the research and problems it says coconut oil can cause in your dog. It's high in fat. So, high fat diet feeds a species of bacteria that causes inflammation in the gut. And it causes the species of bacteria that contain toxic LPSs to grow. Okay, so when it's coconut oil is high in fat. Coconut oil is rich in saturated fats. It's 80% saturated fat, and saturated fatty acids cause inflammation in the gut, again, leading to leaky gut. And then we've got the lauric acid. In a 2018 study in nutrients, it showed that lauric acid, which makes up about half of coconut oil, increases inflammation more than any other saturated fatty acid. Okay. And then there's also this thing called palmitic oil acid, which is found in coconut oil. It also has that same effect. Now, lauric acid is antibacterial. While that's viewed as a benefit, okay, that's what the hype's always been about. Researchers say that lauric acid can kill the germ-negative bacteria that have LPS in their membranes. And the LPS can then travel through enterocytes with the dietary fats and circulate through the body, even without leaky gut. So there's just a bunch of information that's out there that says, you know, you don't want to be feeding something that's going to cause your dog's leaky gut. And more holistic vets are saying no to coconut oil for dogs. Dr. Jing Hoff, she said there's no good physiologic reason to feed coconut oil to pets and little research to support the claims made for it. Most of the purported benefits of coconut oil are not unique. Many other fats would do the same, but are safer and healthier. And then Dr. Patricia Jordan, she says this about coconut oil. She says it contains fatty acids that contribute to the development of inflammation via those LPSs. Dump the coconut oil because there's just too much stuff in it that's going to cause your dog problems, increase the inflammation. You know, when we look at fats, and Dr. Jasek and I talk about this all the time, animal fats are the best, not plant, you know, or seed oils or anything like that. Get the fat from real animals, you know, the animal fat that you find in the blends. That's the thing that you want to be giving. This is a great article from Dogs Naturally. It talks about coconut oil for dogs. New research says stay away. When you are giving us a buzz to try to figure out what's going on with your dog, we kind of need to know everything. And I think if you start understanding that what's pure, what's a toxin, what's causing inflammation, look at the ingredients, look at the inactive ingredients. And then there's one little sneaky thing that I saw. It's when they say it's a proprietary blend of blah, 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 blah. And that just means, hey, we're going to say it's proprietary because we don't want to tell you what it is. Now, could it be that they don't want somebody else to come in and steal their ideas? Sure. But I just don't get it. Why you have to put 60, 50, 20 ingredients in something. And my assessment is that it makes pet parents feel good. Kind of overwhelms them. Says, well, this got to be good because it's got all this great stuff in it. Take a look on the website in the beginner section. The amazing vitamins and minerals that come from the raw diet. And again, that's going to be a rotational diet. At least a beef and a rabbit, a fish, and one poultry. At least those. And then throw some duck heads in and throw some bison testicles and throw some feet and all of those other types of things. You cannot get everything you need out of one food. But if you're like some of my customers that insist that the dog can only eat one thing, then you've got to rotate some phytoplankton in there, some great probiotics like love bugs or Phytosflora. I would also put a turkey tail in there and give those throughout the month as well. All right. If you have any questions, go over to rawdogfoodandco.com. We're here to help you because here at Raw Dog Food and Company, your pet's health is our business. And friends, don't let friends feed kibble. See you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snaps!
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.